Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Such an interesting thing. I never thought about it. What do you wear on Thanksgiving? Because, you know, like when you get to the holidays, and I feel like when it's those big religious holidays, you get dressed up because you feel like that's the right thing to do. It's a respect. You're going to your house of worship, whatever you're doing, and there's certain things you should wear. But when it comes to Thanksgiving, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the rules are a little bit more relaxed than on Christmas or whatever, religious or not, I would say. You're right. Christmas is typically a dress-up holiday, right? As Thanksgiving, you know, you're a guest, you're at somebody else's house. The message of the day is kind of being cozy. I wear two outfits. Like, there's the first one that I go outside and I'm, like, you know, frying the turkey in. Because, you know, if not, I'm going to walk in and I'm just going to smell all like fried turkey.
What does it look like?
I mean... like jeans,
okay,
and you know, whatever, when I go out in the morning, and you know, obviously there's going to be a coat on because it's a little bit cool where I am, and as long as, you know, the turkey doesn't explode and I don't catch the house on fire, I'll be back in, and then I'll change into a nice, you know, kind of button-up shirt, but just probably still jeans.
Huh.
I'm casual. I'm relaxed.
One year. So today is Dakota's birthday, my little one. She's 6 years old. Mm. Happy birthday, princess.
Happy birthday.
And I remember that because Thanksgiving is so close to her birthday,
yeah,
that her first, like the first year that we had her, it was like 5 days later, it was Thanksgiving.
So people are kind of worn out at that point,
well,
right?
Well, I was worn out. And I remember that I look at those pictures of me on Thanksgiving and I'm wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And I can't stand that I couldn't pull myself together to put on a pair of jeans.
Oh, man.
Even to this day, when I look at those pictures, I'm like, oh, come on, Anna. You couldn't, like, fix yourself. And then I'm like, I'm 5 days postpartum. Like, give yourself a break.
See, I look at jeans as, that's easy. Right? Like, you know,
the way that boys wear jeans, yeah, and the way that girls wear jeans, I think, are two different things.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
My husband, jeans are an everyday occurrence. Like, even if I say we're going to bum it and we're going to go to Walmart,
mm-hmm,
he'll still put on a pair of jeans.
Right.
When I'm bumming it, I'm putting on leggings,
yoga pants, whatever. Yeah, that type of stuff. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've kind of come to a custom that Thanksgiving is a dress up holiday,
mm-hmm,
but a business casual,
right,
dress up.
Okay.
Size. So
that's the level of it, right?
You got to wear jeans and a nice sweater.
Yeah.
But it's not an interview,
but if you ran into somebody on the street, they'd be like, oh, okay, they're a normal person.
You got to put some makeup on. You got to fix your hair.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, roll into wherever you're going looking like a slob.
I would suggest ironing your shirt if you're a guy. Do that.
But do you know that I just read this article about how people get really dressed up for Thanksgiving? And they're saying it's the most dressed up holiday of the year.
Really?
And I thought that was interesting.
I think these other people are going to different parties than you and I.
I didn't realize there was so much differences between what families do. What do you wear on Thanksgiving? Tori?
A sleeveless green dress with green leggings, mm-hmm, and a long sleeve shirt underneath it.
Kind of like a jumper thing.
Yeah, and it's also like Christmas, mm-hmm, is coming up.
No, a lot of people start wearing the red and green on Thanksgiving, like symbolizing the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. It's festive.
And if you wear a cozy dress, kind of give some forgiveness when you've had your third helping of sweet potatoes.
Bob, I am desperate to know, what are you wearing on Thanksgiving?
Well, it's funny that Anna was talking about it because we are a massive dress down family. It is sweatpants. It is dress down. It all goes into the food. And just relaxing and enjoying yourselves.
So if somebody shows up, you know, as a guest or a plus one or somebody with your family and they're not like in pajamas or sweatpants, are you guys all like, oh, you make a big deal out of it?
Well, we certainly make fun of them. But,
Right. They'll be ridiculed forever. Right. Oh, you're so fancy. Exactly. They're like, I got to go three other places. They're like, no, fancy pants. You're too good for us.
Absolutely. I need the space. I need the space in my pants.
Yeah. I understand. Space in your pants is important. You
know, just because I get it doesn't mean that this doesn't make me uncomfortable.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Have a great holiday. Chris, what are you wearing for Thanksgiving?
Pajamas. Our whole family wears pajamas, and then after dinner, we start decorating the Christmas tree. So we try to do it as comfy as possible. If we're going out or if we're going on other families, then we'll do, like, all dressed up.
Right. If we've got to deal with other families or other people, that's one thing. But if it's just us or the people that we're used to, forget it. Hey, Avery, what are you wearing to Thanksgiving?
I always wear a dress or a skirt. I dress up.
You dress up.
My kids dress up, too.
So do you go to somebody else's house or is it at your house?
So I always have to be in something nice, but in short sleeves because I'm always hot and cooking.
Right. So you're handling it all, but you're looking so put together.
I always have to get my stuff a cute apron.
So I always think it's so weird to have people at my house and then have to put on makeup and get really dressed up and know that I'm just going downstairs.
So you're half the woman that she is.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Rita, what do you wear on Thanksgiving?
I wear jeans, boots, and I try to wear, like, you know, fall colors. And I usually wear, like, a sweater, but I try to keep it sleeveless. You know, so it's still, like, you know, cozy and warm, but I need to have my arms free, so because I'm always hosting.
Oh. Well, you're hosting, too.
Everybody's hosting.
Yeah.
But your outfit is very similar to what I wear, the jeans, the boots, because, you know, you want to feel fallish, but you are so smart to wear a sleeveless sweater. You always wear a sweater because it fits the time and the theme, but then it's 1,000 degrees in the kitchen and where you're eating, and you're, like, just sweating while you're eating turkey.
You sweat up the pits?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Oh, gosh,
it's confession.
Well, I don't.
But Anna, I see the look in her face. Sweated up pits at some point.
Oh, yeah, no, I got to air my armpits. I think I have to bring back the sleeveless sweater. I don't even have one anymore.
It's such a terrible thing when you're in somebody else's house and you can't control the thermostat.
It's true.
Right? Like, it's so uncomfortable.
We did an Instagram poll, and 44% of people say they wear jeans, 19% say they wear sweatpants, 30% said dressier than the above options, and 6% said other, and I wondered what other could possibly be. And
a then costume.
I looked at our text line.
Yeah.
Renee wrote, I wear cropped velvet pants. That's definitely other.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a category.
Cropped velvet pants. That is specific for Thanksgiving wear.
I'm sure it'll be a wonderful holiday.